Let's stay north of the border for this next story. It looks like a carbon tax or something like it will be coming soon to Canada. Environment Minister Catherine McKenna says she'll announce a plan for what she calls a carbon price this fall as part of the country's efforts to fight climate change. Meanwhile, though, a somewhat smaller but more novel effort to fight climate change is coming to the country as well. Gas pumps in the city of North Vancouver, British Columbia, will soon be affixed with warning labels. The World's Andrea Crossan has a story of the teenager who helped make it happen.
Emily Kelsall introduces me to her leopard gecko. His name?
Earl. I got him when I was like in grade 4, believe it or not. These guys live a long time, but he hasn't aged a day pretty much.
Emily herself, though, is growing up. She's 18 now and already a seasoned climate change campaigner and public speaker.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor and Council members. My name is Emily Kelsall.
That's Emily at a city hall meeting in North Vancouver last summer. She was speaking on behalf of a climate activist group called Our Horizon.
I want the city of North Vancouver to be the first government in Canada to implement the placement of warning labels on retail gas pumps, cautioning on the disastrous effects of climate change.
She really struck a chord with the council.
Daryl Musato is mayor of North Vancouver. This is a pretty progressive area. The province of British Columbia is one of the few places in North America that has a carbon tax to help fight climate change. So Emily's idea caught fire.
She really got our interest. So we did some investigation and we found out that, yes, indeed, we do have the ability to do that.
The council agreed in principle to put the labels on pumps at the city's gas stations, all 6 of them. But then came the discussion of what the labels should actually look like.
It's critical and vital that we do make them, like, a little bit uncomfortable to look at. Because if we don't, what's the point in having them?
Emily Kelsall was hoping they would have a strong message.
It's just like the cigarette labels. If we can put those graphic cigarette labels that are terrible, like nasty to look at, we can bring it upon ourselves to put this on something that will endanger not only our health, but the planet's health.
One of the sample labels that Our Horizon designed bore a photo of dead coral reef. For obvious reasons, the gas companies weren't so keen on that idea. They wanted a set of messages about smart fuel consumption, like taking a roof rack off your car when you don't need it, with a sentence making the connection between fossil fuels and climate change.
People generally are quite well aware of that connection already.
Andrew Klukas is president of the Western Convenience Stores Association. He represents some of the owners.
But yes, we discussed that with the city, and they wanted to have one sentence at the bottom making that connection, reminding people that, yeah, it is about helping the planet. You know, we can do something here, and we should do something.
We're not trying to sell death and gloom here.
Mayor Musato agreed that the gas pump labels shouldn't be like warning labels on cigarette packs.
What we're trying to do is inform people and help support them make better decisions.
So the labels ended up with a positive message supplied by the gas stations, and a negative one reminding consumers that by squeezing that pump, they are contributing to climate change. But Emily Kelsall isn't discouraged by the compromise. She realizes that life is complicated.
Like, I'll admit, like, driving is a convenient thing. I think the most important thing is that we, like, maintain, like, a conscious awareness about what we're doing, which is what these labels will bring. So, like, yeah, don't eat meat, drive a hybrid, take the bus when I can, and advocate for the things I care about. I'm a human, just like everybody else, though.
And she's getting her blunter message across in different ways, like a slam poem she wrote.
Climate change, oh climate change, a secret snake slithering underneath our self-centered subconscious. I fight, oh Nelly, I fight. I muster up courage like a puffin' and huffin' fire starter in a cold black mind and remind people, please, I'm begging on my knees. I'm harboring almost as many tears as there will be climate refugees. Can't you please see how easy it can be to compost?
The new gas pump labels will appear in Emily's small Vancouver suburb in the next few weeks. Since North Vancouver adopted the idea, other Canadian cities have passed resolutions in favor of similar labels. And here in the U.S., Berkeley, San Francisco, Santa Monica, and Seattle are all considering the concept. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, North Vancouver.
If you want to hear the rest of Emily's slam poem and see some of the sample labels, it's all at PRI.org.